Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Han.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Glad to be with you. Glad to be celebrating. We will, we'll let Mother Nature know in the ways that we can that we're not quite ready for this change in the seasons this year. Not even a little bit, quite frankly. Thank you. We will go ahead and ask for the warm weather. We're starting to look ahead to the Halloween season. As well, and we can officially get it into our 10-day forecast now. Here we go. This is what all the parents out there are really waiting for. Halloween, of course, next Friday. We finally get the luxury of getting Halloween on a Friday. Halloween needs to be placed to the last Saturday in October, and I will fight to the death on that. There's no reason we're having Halloween on a Tuesday night in some years. But this year, we're okay. We got it on a Friday night, and we are getting ready to go trick-or-treating. And, you know, maybe it wasn't going to be the ideal, perfect situation we thought it might be last week at this time when it was still very warm outside. But it's looking respectable. It looks okay for the Halloween. Looks okay for the Halloween season right now. It's at 60 degrees, mostly sunny. So, look, if we're in the, you know, by the time the sun goes down and the kiddos are out there, if we're in the 50s, it's a win. As long as we don't have to, I mean, the goal for the kids, we still want to cover up the Halloween costumes now. Max, Halloween. How are you with Halloween? I haven't really dressed up or celebrated Halloween as an adult in a long, long time because of the kids. Are you a Halloween guy, Max?
Nah, too old. Once you get past a certain age, Jacob, too old.
Listen, Halloween people don't care about age. They're crazy. You know, whether it's getting your house ready, getting ready for trick-or-treaters, that kind of thing. I don't think it's an age thing with Halloween. I think it's just a general motivation. Halloween's never really been a big one for me. I've never really like the two holidays for me that can be you know, big party holidays that I've never really been able to get motivated for. Halloween, believe it or not, the New Year. Like, New Year's parties to me are always just kind of like I've grown to like smaller New Year's gatherings instead of like the big New Year's bash. But Halloween's that way too. Like, the big costume party, it's just a lot of work. You know, and when you're younger and you're just trying to like play drinking games and doing all that stuff, your costume's just in the way all the time. I don't know. I have grown to love and appreciate Halloween, though, now with kids. It's way more fun when the kids are getting hyped up for it. We've got
your kids are young, right?
Yeah. We're fifth, third, and first grade. So everybody still loves it.
Free candy for dad.
That's right. We get we try to, you know, we're good parents, which means we let them bring a whole bunch home and then not eat all of it so we can, as any good red-blooded American parent would do. That candy's bad for you. Leave it here. No, you only get a couple of pieces a day, which in reality just means we get to eat a bunch of it. We've got a duck and the witch from the new movies, the new Wizard of Oz movies, and a Batman, I think, is what we've got this year. So we're pretty excited. We're pretty fired up for it. I'm just fired up that it's on a Friday night and we don't have to get the kids all loaded up on candy and then try to get them up the next day for school. It's always such a brutal turn. So hope everybody is ready to have a happy Halloween out there. On tap this hour, we have Shri Islada coming up in just a little bit. He'll get us a look on the KU side of things for the Sunflower Showdown Saturday. Also, get us ready for KU basketball. It is media day. We just talked to TJ about what he's looking for. We'll ask Shreya some of those same kinds of questions. He's got boots on the ground there just about every day. What's he seeing? What's he hearing about the rest of the roster? We're all excited about Darren Peterson, but a freshman by himself is not going to lead KU to the places that they want to be. So what else are we seeing from that roster? So we'll have Shreya in. We'll have Jalen Thompson in, who is our Royals insider. We haven't talked to Jalen in a few weeks, really since the season ended. Now, as the dust is settling and we're learning some things, we got the World Series starting Friday. What should fans reasonably expect from the Royals this offseason? What is an expectation that's attainable? What should be the benchmark? What should be the baseline? And then, you know, maybe some best case scenarios. There's also Royals news happening, it seems like, every day in the last couple of weeks with the stadium. A couple of different places have felt more confident, it seems, at least in what their leaders are saying, both on the Kansas and Missouri side. So we'll get what Jalen perhaps is hearing on a new stadium and where that might be. So we'll have those questions answered with him as well. Your calls and comments, always welcome. Max has the hotline at 869-1240. If you have a question for any of our guests, by the way, it's easy to just leave us comments there, and we can push those through and ask those questions for you. So you can, and a perfect example Rick brings up as we're getting ready to talk KU hoops in a little bit, that they shot 2 of 15 from the 3 at late night at the Fog. Is that anything to worry about? We'll ask that, Rick. I'll ask that to Shreyas. So you can get those comments in on all of our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, all those different places. You can reach out to us directly or to the guest directly on X as well. You can find me at KWCH Jacob. Thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected as well and listening to us on the Odyssey app. It's all brought to you, by the way, this hour by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza with a sriracha cream cheese base and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company Pizza and Beer, made here. It's a good question, Max. I know you're a big pizza guy. I know we have lamented about some of the great pizza in New York City. I think you and I are aligned in the thin crust variety.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this because this is an interesting one. I generally, for a long time, only preferred, you know, the tomato sauce on a pizza. I don't mind all the different toppings and stuff, but I needed tomato sauce. I will tell you, though, that Wichita Brewing Company is a place that has made me grow on both a barbecue sauce base for, like, their barbecue chicken pizza, which is really good, and a buffalo base when they bring out a buffalo pizza. How do you feel about the different bases other than tomato sauce on your pizza as a pizza guy?
If it's not red, it's not for me.
Yeah, I hear you. I do hear you. Because I'm the only place I'll really veer off of that is Wichita Brewing Company. And I don't mean that because they're a great sponsor of the program. That's a true statement. It's something about maybe that it's thin and crispy there that I think it's okay. But generally speaking, I'm with you. Like, it's got to be red sauce for me.
I don't get the white. I know a lot of people like the white sauce. I don't get it.
Yeah, the white sauce is not as much for me. Sometimes it's not even the white sauce. It's like there's sometimes where it's like oil based, like where it's just kind of like not any sauce. And That's not good. I'll tell you what else is good. Maybe you've had this. Like this would go in conjunction with red sauce. Is like a balsamic drizzle. Now we all like, we're all American. We all can, you know, get down with some ranch with our pizza. Yeah, I am too. I most of the time, any flavor, I've got some ranch to dip it in. But the balsamic drizzle is pretty killer. You know what we should do? We should get our friends at the Wichita Brewing Company and we should make a Sports Daily pizza. And we'll just have to collaborate a little bit in all the different things. Who the hell knows what would end up on that? But we should work on that. We should get a Sports Daily pizza, combining all of our favorite things and make that happen at the Wichita Brewing Company. Now that is an idea. Mark that down, all Max. Right, take it to the bosses. Take it to the appropriate people there in the building as soon as we get off the air. And let's make that happen. Let's get a Sports Daily pizza. How about that? How does that sound? What would you put on the pizza, Max? I'd have to have pepperoni. I would contribute that balsamic drizzle in there somehow. But I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to pizza.
Cheese is the gold standard. I love pepperoni. Ground
sausage.
We can't
just do a pepperoni pizza, though. We got to do something else with it. I'll tell you, I like banana peppers. I think those are a nice addition a lot of the time.
The problem with all the vegetables, the moisture.
Yep. I hear you. You can't overdo the vegetables. I would say either bell peppers or banana peppers, either good choices. Banana pepper just kind of gives it that, you know, that little bit of a tang to it, a little twist, a little zest. Well, I'm going to think about this a lot now, but for real, go tell all the right people, Max, that are petitioning to create a Sports Daily pizza.
I tell Tommy, but he doesn't roll until noon, and I'm long gone.
new gig. Just roll around, stroll around, and get call the shots. Tommy's listening right now. We are having a little fun at Tommy's expense, but yeah, let's get one going. Maybe even better than that, let's have Wichita Brewing Company create a Sports Daily beer. That's probably a little more difficult to pull off, but we'll shoot for the moon.
30% alcohol.
Yeah. put it like a tank seven to shame, a little bit, but sure. Why not? We're spitballing it here. But it's all coming for you in this hour. We're having fun. In this hour, TJ will be back in tomorrow. Tonight, you've got the Chris Kleiman show, as we mentioned here on KFH, but we are going to, we're going to be book guests here the rest of the way in this hour. So if you have questions for the guests, send them to us on the video streams. That's the easiest way. And it'll be up first, Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider. I'm excited about this one. I want to know what the vibe is there around the building, around the offices of what do we expect the Royals to do this offseason? The biggest question marks. We'll have it for you next. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming right up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Oh, welcome back in, everybody. Jalen, if you're wondering, Wednesdays, not your normal days during the season when you're with us. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. If you're wondering about the music and the festivities, that's something. Next time you'll know on Wednesdays we wear Hawaiian shirts, you know, just to have some fun. Jalen Thompson, Royals insider. Beat reporter for the Royals for the KC Star, joining us. It's been a minute, Jalen. How have you been? How's the off-season?
I've been good. Yeah. You know, off season is treating me well. How about you guys?
It's been good. It's been good. It's I really was kind of pulling for the Mariners there, but I can get behind Toronto and trying to take down the Dodgers. Didn't get the Royals in. I'm a Rangers fan. Didn't get either of the team I follow into the playoffs, so that was kind of a bummer. But it's been good. I think it's been an entertaining postseason. And now you get the evil empire up against the Blue Jays, and we have a pretty compelling World Series. You satisfied with Blue Jays Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean it's what we got. I would like to saw the Mariners get in there just to further fuel the Kyle Rowley story and them with trying to win their first World Series. But the Dodgers are a machine and the Blue Jays are going to give it their best effort. So we'll see what happens in these 7 games if it goes that long.
Now, are you a Raleigh for MVP, Stan? Are you team Judge?
I like Raleigh and what he did this year. I just, when you do something historic like that, I think that you should be commended for it and rewarded for it. So, I mean, I like what he did all year. Nothing against Judge. Judge is a great player, but he can play out those numbers every year. What Raleigh did this year was incredible.
And isn't it just kind of funny how quickly and easily we dismiss what it means to be a catcher every day? Like, we went through this with Salvi. The year he just went ballistic offensively and set at the time the home run record and all of those things. I remember going on, and I just all I said was something as simple as he needs to be a top three MVP candidate, I think. And Yankee fans lost their minds. They're like, you idiot, you don't know anything, you homer, and blah blah blah, and look at his war, and look at his blah, 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 blah. The reason that Judge is so off the charts is because he walks a lot, and that matters. I get it, but it doesn't factor in any, like, nothing's factoring in defense. That was my point with Salvi, that he was catching every day. Not only is Raleigh catching every day, he's as good a catcher as there is. What, his first pass ball of the season came in the postseason? Like, that's wild to me that people just gloss over that so easily. He has an impact on every single play at that position, especially. That to me is why it's not an easy choice, because Judge had such a great year. But when you factor all of that in and then just pile that on top, I mean, come on now. Like, that's
well, great. It's kind of like in the National League, if you give Shohei an extra boost because he pitches and he hits and he does it at a high level, you should do the same for Kyle Raleigh, being a catcher.
100% agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk Royals, Jalen. Well, before we do that, while we're on the World Series, the Dodgers. TJ and I got into this yesterday. The Dodgers are whatever people want to call it, ruining baseball, problem with baseball. I don't agree with that. I think it's fine. I think the problem with baseball is the small market teams that are not spending money more than I think baseball needs a salary floor more than it needs a salary cap. I also think that's a more realistic expectation. A salary cap's never going to be collectively bargained. The owners don't want it. The players don't want it. Why? Nobody wants it. But a salary floor could be an attainable thing. Where do you fall in all that discussion?
I think you have to do it kind of sort of how the NBA does it, where you have to spend to a certain amount on a salary floor, like you said. I think in the NBA, you have to spend 90% of the cap. I don't know if baseball will do something similar in that regard, but that collective bargaining agreement after 2026 is going to be huge, because, like you said, owners want the salary cap, players don't, and then where they're going to meet in the middle to try to figure out this new CBA when it's going to be coming down. But like you said, something has to be done so you don't have the Dodgers having every superstar Hall of Famer to be in a team like the Tampa Bay Rays that have a guy for 4 years and then trade him away, or the Pirates do the same thing just to save money. You got to spread some of that wealth around the league, and I think that that's what they'll have to figure out with that new CBA for sure.
That'll be we'll spend time. It's going to be contentious. It feels that way, and we can ignore it until then. All right, let's talk Royals and their offseason. So we're looking at it. Salvi's got a club option. He's made every indication he wants to play. They'll, of course, pick up the club option for $13.5 million for Salvador Perez. I would imagine that Michael Lorenzen and Randall Grichuk and their mutual options would not be back. And then you've got Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, and unfortunately Hunter Harvey, all walking as free agents. Outside of Salvi, do you see the return of any of those players?
I would say if I had to look at it right now, and depending on if they don't make any other moves, I could see them definitely bringing back Adam Frazier, just because they love what he brings to the team, his versatility, his leadership in and outside the clubhouse. Mike Yastrzemski, they talk glowingly about what he provided. My only issue with that is he's going to be 36, 37, I believe, at that point in time. So maybe age would be a factor, but he could still play. If they choose to do the platoon thing again, then I could see him being someone from that left side of the platoon they bring back. Hunter Harvey, that's going to be interesting, because he's good when he's healthy, but when he's not healthy, and that's the thing, that do you allow him to walk in free agency and try to sign him to a lower term deal, or do you try to find someone that is more available? Because as we both know, the best ability is availability, and he just hasn't been that for the Royals. But when he was out there and healthy, he was great for that bullpen. So I look at those guys. And then I just don't know about if Michael Lorenzen or Randall Grichuk comes back, because the Royals have a ton of pitching depth now. They don't have to go out and have another veteran. They have so many arms. And, you know, like I said, they're going to improve the defense in the outfield. I don't know if Randall Grichuk is that option to improving what they want to do in left field.
I don't think it is either. We'll start in the outfield then, because it is the elephant in the room. I think you've got Kyle Isbell out there. I would imagine the Royals would like to have his defense back. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that means Jack Caglione with Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez probably goes back out to right field. So we see it as one outfield spot at this point, right? Is the plan to go Isbell and Caglione? Is Isbell solidified there?
Yeah, I think basically with him being a Gold Glove finalist, and he had a great year. He had a really nice year.
Anything
in center field, I think he'll be there. Kyle Isbell is going to be there at center field. I think right field is going to be Jack Caglione to earn again. I mean, he has a good spring training. They're going to give him that role. He's their best prospect that they've
he's
had.
Gotta
year,
it. He's so got to be it.
He's got to be there, right? So then, yeah, you're looking at left field. How do you improve that spot?
And then, you know, that's the, I don't know. I have not looked at the projected free agents for Major League Baseball yet for the outfield, but I would venture to guess, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, with the amount of money that the Royals have invested into this roster the last two off seasons, I cannot imagine that free agency is the track they want to take to attack left field.
Yeah. Is very top heavy, very, very top heavy. You're talking about guys like Kyle Schwarber, who's really a DH, but
that's not gonna happen.
Kyle Tucker, Trent Grisham, those guys are going to get deals that are probably going to be well outside of what the Royals' price range is going to be for, you know, that spot in left field. And honestly, the way the team is set up, you want to probably look at the trade market. Because you, like I say, you have the starting pitching that you can dive into and use in a potential trade. You have some young prospects that are really, really intriguing that you can put a compelling deal together to get a guy. You know, I wrote in a story recently. I said, if the Boston Red Sox made Jaron Duran available, I feel like that's a guy you have to look at potentially trying to go get because he was fit in your lineup. And it he can, you know, he has this game that can play well at Kauffman Stadium. But it just depends on if there's a guy like Duran out there or if there's someone that can just fill that position. Because that's really the biggest need for the Royals. It's just need to get an impact back any way you can.
And that's what makes this hard. I think if you're a fan, like the pool of players probably widens if the big trade is made during the season next year, right? We know that. You know, is the Jonathan India trade out there? Probably. But the Jonathan India trade was not an impact. He did that thing that they thought he might do and be the leadoff hitter and all that stuff. But Jonathan India, I don't even know how secure his starting spot is next year. That wasn't some kind of like monumental trade. It kind of feels like they need that kind of trade, though, Duran. And quite frankly, I think the Royals have the pieces, Jalen, to do it, right? Yeah. They can trade. They have so much pitching depth in the rotation. And now they have catching depth to some degree because Carter Jensen looks like he's going to be the heir apparent. He did a really nice job. That means they have two other top-end catchers that they can trade. So they have all these trade pieces. Is a team really going to make that kind of impact left fielder available, I guess, becomes the question. Because if they're out there, the Royals have all the ammo they need to go get somebody.
Exactly. And I think you're at a point, if you are the Royals, you have to make that trade. Whoever it is.
Totally.
Whoever you identify is the guy. If it's Duran, if you don't want him, let's say there's another outfielder out there that is really intriguing and impactful that can help in the middle of the lineup. You have to go and get that guy because where you are right now, you had two guys that had 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. You have Bobby Witt Jr. that led the league in hits for a second consecutive year. You have three starters that you paid up. You have three other starters that are really young and improving. And you have a Chris Bubich that will be coming back that was an all-star this year. So you have all the pieces in your roster and in your organization to really be a top end team. next season. But you got to probably be addition by subtraction and get the guy that can fit with the current core group of what you have with, like I said, Bobby and Michael Garcia, Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, Jack Caglione, Carter Jensen. Get another young guy that fits with them and really go after it. Because if we're not watching and we're not careful enough, you're seeing that the White Sox are getting better. They're going to only continue to add talent. You're seeing that the Guardians and the Tigers are both playoff teams.
Sure.
And the Twins are, you know, trying to figure out themselves. So it's changing, and the Royals have to stay ahead of the curve.
I mean, maybe the Twins are a good example of a team. Maybe because they know they have to rebuild, is Byron Buxton a guy
that
could become available?
Would they trade in division, though? That's my question.
I don't know. I mean, if you're rebuilding, I've never understood that. Why do you care? You just go get the most you can get. And the Royals, there aren't going to be very many teams in the offseason that could offer a package as attractive as, let's say it's Chris Bubich, as Chris Bubich and one of those top-end catchers. I mean, and it can probably be even more than that if it needed to be. Maybe it's Bubich and Falter and one of those catchers. Like, you should in theory be able to go get just about anybody you want for that kind of deal. Now, Bubich is
like the Angels have Taylor Ward and Joe Adele. Either one of them would be great.
But is that a big enough hit? You know, like maybe Bubich for Adele straight up would be, but like when we're talking swing, I'm talking swing big here. Like big. Now, and maybe that's foolish, right? With the development of Jack Caglione, now with the year under his belt, maybe Carter Jensen gives you some, maybe they don't need to swing that big. And that's, I'm willing to accept that. I am, because we learned this year that the pitching depth is pretty valuable to have. It kept them in the race despite all the injuries. But at the end of the day, we know just contractually that Reagans and Lugo and Waka are the front end of this rotation.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Noah Cameron earned the right to be one of those guys.
Yep.
And then you have some combination of Alec Marsh, Kolek, Burgert, and Chris Bubich. You have some combination of all of those guys for one spot. Now, I don't know, like, you can use them in the bullpen, you can, but are you really going to park somebody in AAA? Like, if you don't have the injuries, you have the need to go get a left fielder. That's why I think, like, they got to aim for the moon here on this.
I agree. Like, when you had both Ryan Berger and Stephen Kolek, they've proven that they really aren't AAA pitchers. They are solid MLB quality arms. They might not be top end quality arms. They might develop into that, but there's no need to have them sit in AAA just to pitch while you're waiting for an injury or someone's not performing. If, like you said, you have your top three in Reagans, Lugo, and Waka, and then a Noah Cameron and a Chris Bubich, if he's still there and back healthy and pitching as an all-star again, like you said, you have the resources to go and really impact your outfield. And I think this is the year you have to do it. You look for an impact bat the last 3 years and you've struck out. So I think if you identify one and you identify the right hitting coaches that can come in with help Alex Zumwalt, you have to go for it. I think this is the year, I really do, where you have to go find that bat. That's the number one priority. I wouldn't really look too much at bullpen, even though you got Carlos Estevez and you got a great bullpen, right? If you find another arm, great. But this is the year you go all in to get that bat, whatever it is, because I think that's the biggest thing that you have to get.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they're set. They really are. They're set in the bullpen. You could get a high impact arm, I suppose, but you've got 8-9 locked up in a group of guys who are going to be fine. I mean, maybe they can go after an old head too in free agency. Got Eugenio Suarez will be out there. Throw somebody else in the outfield. Maybe they can just spend a little money. I don't know, but they've got a roster that's almost completely set. If they started the season tomorrow, there is one hole. That's it. Mm-hmm. One hole. And they have a strength to go get it. Follow Jalen's work on it. We didn't have time to talk stadium, which is okay. Everybody's just saying they've got the best option. But it is something that we can discuss at a later date. Jalen, as we get through the World Series and get there. We'll have you back in real quick with just a few seconds left. Give us your World Series prediction.
Dodgers in six.
Dodgers in six. I don't like hearing that. I'm going to call it Blue Jays in seven. Just stubbornly, I think. I don't want to see the streak of no back-to-back champions broken. And I want to see the Blue Jays get it done. It's a great fan base. Jalen, we appreciate it. Thanks for hopping in here today. Good to catch up and kind of set the table for what could be coming in the next few months.
For sure, Jacob, anytime. And I'm excited, and let's see what the Royals do.
Follow along at Jalen Thompson on X. Follow his work at the KC Star. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, Jalen. Yeah, got to
yes,
go.
Yes, sir. I'll wear mine next time on Wednesday.
Or wear it any day. It's there's never a bad day to wear a Hawaiian shirt. For sure. I just appreciate that you have one. Some of these other lamos don't even have one. Thanks, Jalen. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jacob.
There goes Jalen Thompson. Glad to have Jalen. Good to hear from him. Good to get ready. Pro Hills fans, you've got to be excited.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
It is Shreya Slada in now, joining us on Sports Daily here on this Wednesday. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to Shreya and everybody out there listening to the show. Shreyas will pop over to Kansas City, I'm sure, today for Big 12 Media Days. We had TJ on for that. We could talk a little KU hoops in a minute, Shreyas, but right now you're in football season, and all eyes are on a Sunflower Showdown. KU trying to bust a 16-year losing streak in a game where, look, they're favored. I don't know if they've been favored any other years in the losing streak. I don't have that information, but I would imagine it's unlikely. But this year they are favored, and that creates a different kind of energy and a different kind of buzz, a dangerous kind of buzz, I guess, if you're KU to walk in that way. But what do you make of it? What's your bird's eye look at this thing?
I mean, you know, if they're not favored this year, I don't know what year they'd be favored, right? This is the worst Kansas State team I've seen since I've been on the beat. It's been it'll be three years in December. Since I joined the Star. So, you know, there's a lot of question marks coming into this game. And, you know, I think it could really go either way with the way Kansas has been playing as of late and some of their issues they have. And the fact that Kansas State seems to have figured out some things in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, newly renovated booth, KU favored, best season Jalen Daniels has had at quarterback, you know. If you're a Kansas fan, you have to feel like this is the year, if there is a year, to break the streak, that it has to happen after two straight close losses.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, it feels dangerous to me because KU has played well. KU, I think, is at least at expectations, if not a little bit exceeded this year. But KU's not a juggernaut and hasn't been playing flawlessly either. And I just don't think there's a huge difference between KU and K-State this year. The best news for KU is that Dylan Edwards is doubtful at best. If you look at what KU does well and does not do well, defending the run is a major problem for them. And we've seen out of Kansas State a struggle to run the ball when Dylan Edwards isn't on the field. So, like, if I'm looking for things to make KU fans happy, I'm like, look, you don't stop the run very well, but they don't have Dylan Edwards. That's got to be a good thing for KU's chances.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, I was talking to Carter Stanley about it. I was, you know, filming our Rock Chalk Film Room segment. It was the entire focus was on how KU's defense needs to stop the run game. I mean, they're allowing almost 200 yards a game coming into this Saturday.
And,
yeah, which is nuts. It's like it's the worst run defense I've seen. KU have, and I think it's the worst run defense KU's had since I've been on the beat. To be honest,
they're ranked like 118th right now in the nation. It's bad, bad.
It is really bad, and you know, my worry is I don't think it really matters if Dylan Edwards or not plays or not, because we've seen a bunch of no name backs play really well against Kansas. No disrespect to those guys, but I mean, some of these guys that have ran for 100 plus yards, they were not even the first string running back against Kansas. So I think the big thing is, I mean, I asked Lance Leipold about it on Monday, and he's like, you know, it's a combination of different things of why they've been struggling against in the run game, you know, gap integrity, lack of communication, bad tackles, angles, basically everything you can think of, he made sure to mention, which does not inspire much confidence to me in a sense, because I still think KU is going to struggle to stop the run game, especially because Avery Johnson is a dual threat quarterback. And as DK McDonald said, the best among the best in the nation, which I don't necessarily agree with that sentiment, but you know how it is. As defense coordinators, I love to fawn up the opponents before they play them. But yeah, I think if KU lets K-State get it off hot and early in Lawrence with a couple big runs, it is going to be a difficult night for Kansas because you just want the defense off the field as much as you can. Like you need to control time of possession. I think K-State has lost all but like, I think one or two games where they haven't won time of possession.
Yeah, it's, but then at the other side, and I've thought this, and what's interesting is last week in Pac-12, the door kind of creeped open, probably more for K-State than KU left on the schedule. But K-State is playing better. They should have beat Baylor. That's the thing that I was surprised to see KU favored. I'll be perfectly honest. It did surprise me a little bit. Avery Johnson has been – you know, he's been good as a passer all year. Now he's starting to run a little bit. I think it's a dangerous spot for KU, and we'll see. There, Jalen Daniels got to be Superman again. KU run the ball to try to limit K-State's offense at all? Like, can they establish a run game? Jalen's been so good and so efficient as a passer. I just don't – like, are they going to be able to bring a running element to this game?
You know, I think there's got to be. I mean, Highshaw is back. You need him. I mean, him being fully healthy helps the run game a lot because then you can kind of rotate between him and LeSean Williams. And obviously you see Jalen Keeper a decent amount. I think they will be, you know, I think, you know, I was obviously against Texas Tech, you just had issues all around, you know, but I think when you look back and watch all the games Kansas struggled in, you can look at those, the Missouri and Texas Tech games, they were just dominated on the line play. I don't think K-State has tremendously better line play or worse line play. Like, I think it's pretty even across the board for both sides. So I feel like that, knowing that, you know, Kansas has done enough in the run game with like non-Texas Tech, non-Missouri type line play. I expect Kansas to put up 100, 150 yards on the ground, you know, just because I think, you know, having Dana Highshaw back, LeSean Williams back will help a lot.
Yeah, I think it's a big key. I think if they can keep Avery off the field. I don't know. I have this weird, like, I don't know. I have a weird feeling about the game getting a little squirrely and strange, but we'll see it at 11 o'clock. Let's talk a little hoops here as we get ready for Big 12 Media Day today. I was talking to TJ about this as he was driving up earlier. It's funny, like, KU, I almost think we are taking for granted the ease at which Hunter Dickinson provided offense for this team over the last 3 years. This can't be Darren Peterson goes and takes 20 shots a game. Flory Badunga is not going to be some offensive force. I mean, he'll be better, I think, but he's the freak athlete. He's so good defensively, all that stuff. Where is the offense outside of Peterson coming from this roster this year?
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking a guy like Cole Rosario, if he plays extended minutes, he's going to have to come in and score, especially shoot. They don't have a lot of shooters. I mean, Jaden Dawson is their best shooter on the team right now. I think he's the only guy that shot above 33% in college ball last year. He's going to be a guy that's going to have to come in and help complementary shooting. Melvin Council, another guy, kind of a dog in that sense, get the dirty work, get the points, you know, putbacks, et cetera, playing great defense, turn defense into the offense. I don't think there's necessarily like a number two right now. I mean, like, I guess you could say Flory is your number two. And I think Flory will probably average a double-double just because.
That's not going to be good, though, is it? Like, if Flory's the second leading scorer on this team, that doesn't seem reasonable.
I think he's just going to get a lot of easy points, you know?
Well, sure. He's big, right?
And he's big. So I think, you know, just the attention Darren Peterson's going to command, Flory's going to end up getting averaging like 15 and 10 or something like that. You know, right? Like, I don't think it's – I think he'll average –
15 would be awesome. I guess I'm not – maybe I'm not giving him enough credit there.
I just think it's because of the way this Kansas team is spread, they're going to have to rely on Flory to score inside. I mean, he's been working his jump shot. I've heard this since he's – before he arrived in campus last year. That's something that he's pulled out. I talked to a few guys about that in practice. Obviously, I don't expect him to come out there and be, you know, cashing 10-footers or 15-footers or whatever. But I expect Florida to have more of an offensive load. I think Melvin Council is going to have to help out there. Marcus Jackson, when he plays extended minutes, he's going to have to help out. He's going to have to create some offense. I think one of the big things when I look at this roster is, you're right. I mean, you know, who's going to create the secondary offense? And I don't really know the answer to that question until we start playing, to be honest, because I feel like there are guys who can help out on offense, but I don't really see a guy who could be the number two, right? Cole Rosario has the potential to be that guy. And I don't know, you saw Jer Rothstein's lineup prediction. He had Cole Rosario starting, which is kind of nuts, but it tells you how much he's risen. And if he ends up being a guy who's starting, that means to me two things. He's a really good complementary player around Peterson, which is what I've heard, what has Peterson said, and from other people. And I've heard the same thing. And number two, he's shooting the heck out of the ball at practice, and he has really good athleticism. So he could be a guy that, you know, he went from a reclass guy. I know he's initially a 25 guy who went to 26 and then reclassed back to 25. That could be on the radar of scouts, you know, because right now the way the team is set up, it's a bunch of the Darren Peterson show, like Cooper Flagg show last year, except probably times five that, just because, you know, KU doesn't have the offense that they had around Cooper right. Flagg. Yeah. And a couple of question marks on who his secondary, like who his Robin will be.
Well, Rick, one of our listeners asked the question earlier, 2-15 from three at late night from the fog. Shooting the three has been an Achilles heel for this team for as long as you've been on the beat. I mean, they haven't been able to shoot the three for a long time, something that KU has always, you know, seemed to hang its hat on. They haven't been able to do that in a while. And I don't know that that's going to change this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wrote about it in my takeaways. I was like, not to alarm anybody, but last year they couldn't shoot in late night in the fog, and then it was a promotion of what was to come almost. I hate to be like the guy that always says three-point shooting is important, but I feel like that's the guy I've become on this beat because, unfortunately, three-point shooting is very important, and you can't shoot 2-15. I don't think they're going to be 2-15 bad this year, but there's just a lot of question marks for me about the shooting. I just don't really know how good some of these guys actually are. On paper, Darren Peterson, Cole Rosario should be plus shooters from beyond the arc, but they, again, haven't played a minute of college ball. If Darren Peterson is shooting 32 or 33% from three instead of 36, 37%, that's kind of a issue to me. Same thing with Cole Rosario. You need him to be shooting 36 plus. They don't have a single player on the roster outside of Jaden Dawson that shot above 33%. I mean, Melvin Counson, I mean, absolute dog that he is. He shot 32.9% from three last year, I'm pretty sure. Like, you know, like they're going to have to get some shooting for some guys having some aberration years. And you're going to have to hope some of the freshmen that you've brought in can come in and provide some shooting as well.
I don't know. I'm not ready for that. I don't have the energy for another bad shooting year, to be perfectly honest. Boy, we are putting a lot of pressure on a freshman. That's all. That's what it feels like to me. We're putting a whole lot of pressure on a freshman.
Listen, if he's the guy everyone says he is, it won't matter. I mean, you know,
it just that's not been a formula though in college basketball. I mean, Cooper Flagg had an all-star lineup around him, but Zion Williamson, like the when we see these guys, like they need more, and we'll see. Mm-hmm. KU may have it. It's unknown for everybody. Follow Trius's work at the KC Star. He'll have media day covered today, and of course, the Sunflower Showdown. Trius, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
That'll do it for us here on Sports Daily. Don't forget, you've got the Chris Kleiman Show tonight at 7 o'clock. A lot of fun. As we go out the door, if you want to win some HTO, your chance to do that is by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. It'll get you a free cup of iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from. Good at either Wichita location or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. That's T to the short code 20357. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll get you ready for the weekend with some betting talk. PJ Glasser is in, as well as Tim Fitzgerald. GoPowerCat.com. What's his take on the Sunflower Showdown? What's his take on K-State basketball after media days? We'll have it all for you. TJ's back in. For Max, thanks to all our guests today. Go back and listen to any of it on the Odyssey app. I'm Jacob. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.